Rebecca Gowartz-Little, senior news writer at SearchITChannel.com. Juniper Networks held its Channel Partner Summit in Las Vegas last week, where it stressed the importance of high-performance networking and addressed how partners could take on heavy competition in the enterprise networking arena. At the summit, we caught up with Frank Vitagliano, Senior Vice President of Worldwide Channels, and Blaine Radden, Vice President of U.S. Channels. Despite recent economic turbulence, Juniper Networks beat analyst expectations in its first quarter earnings. We asked Vitagliano why Juniper is holding its own while many competitors are not.
We have a foundation that's pretty strong, meaning that our technology itself is really good technology. The second factor is that, we're operating in a market where there's a ton of opportunity. And in potential, we have many customers out there that are looking for an alternative to their existing vendors, if you will. And it doesn't matter who the vendors are. This isn't just a Cisco discussion, or this isn't just a Checkpoint discussion. This is just a statement. What's really beginning to resonate is the notion that, when you look at our portfolio, it's really compelling. Like anybody else out there, you can be subject to certainly, what's happening in the marketplace. What we're trying to do is just keep our heads down, focus on the opportunities that we have.
During the summit, Juniper urged its partners to take on a portfolio business model in which they would cross-sell many of the company's networking products. Vitagliano noted some of the challenges that face partners when they move to diversify.
I think the biggest challenge I've seen over the years, I've seen partners do two things that get them in trouble. One is they go and try to expand the business and expand out of their core competency and not be able to do that effectively, right? And they either do that because they get out of their competency or they try to get too big too fast. And then you get into a period where business slows down and they don't have the capital infrastructure to be able to support it, and they get in trouble. Conversely, though, the other issue I've seen over the years is those partners that aren't willing to make the investment to up-level their business into, kind of what's required to compete effectively. And a perfect example is the whole migration into services. We've seen a lot of partners who sold products or fulfilled products, and they weren't growing the base of their business. And you can't build a successful business in the space that we're in, on hardware margin. So our message today was one that said, we value partners in every space, right? Small ones, mid-sized ones, large ones. We need them all to have a successful go-to-market strategy. And we'll continue to support them all, et cetera. But what we want to help our partners do is recognize from a technology standpoint what's going on in the marketplace, what we see, translate it back to them, and then help them with some of the changes that they need to make or could make in their business to, get there.
Blaine Radden urged partners to focus on services and educating customers to build a more diverse practice. Juniper's new implementation and consulting specializations are meant to help partners do just that.
We talked earlier about the concept of moving away from the product sales and focusing on deeper relationships with customers, broadening their relationship, and getting to the point where they can translate their customer needs into the solutions, including their services, our products and other products that go into that answer. So that skill set is something we're spending a lot of time with the partners to help them develop. And we announced a couple of key things that kind of push them along in that direction. The specializations are one of them. There's a lot of focus and energy that goes behind that to say, okay, we can convince them theoretically in that they should do that. Now, how do I do it? How can you help me get there? Because you're not going to get that from a point product vendor because it's not in their best interest. It is in our best interest to develop. All reach out and say, hey, I need to provide some additional services, some knowledge transfer, and how do I package that? And how do I get it out to my customer? And frankly, it really is our role to package it for you and let you take it to market because we can aggregate the requirement to do that, package it and get it back out where especially the medium to small bars, just can't get to that level of detail without us.
Even with education and services, nabbing market share in enterprise networking from Cisco is no easy feat. We asked Vitagliano if Juniper has the right set of partners to take on that.
We really thought heavily about that. about a year ago we started thinking about it. We went and did a bunch of work on a worldwide basis, and the original premise, you know, that some people thought we were operating under was that we were going to announce a product and it was going to be looking for a channel. That was the original premise. We went and did the work. We profiled a number of probably, you know, 200 to 300 of our top partners on a worldwide basis. What we quickly discovered was that it was, in fact, the complete reverse. We had a networking channel that was waiting for a product. 85% of our partners today are selling networking infrastructure products. And the second piece we found that was really, you know, interesting to us and exciting for us is, in many cases, they didn't have a strategic vendor relationship. They were in engagement. The switch was, you know, such a major part of the overall solution, and they needed a source of switch. And they sourced one. And they sourced one from any number of, you know, vendors, in some cases even including Cisco. And so, no, we're not in any way concerned that we don't have a channel that's capable. We absolutely believe we do. Now, with that said, we certainly will continue to, like we've been doing from the beginning, filling in and finding other partners who have an interest in doing business with us, or as we identify, you know, needs and gaps, we'll certainly bring in additional partners, but we're ready to go today, and we have been ready.
Part of the battle, according to Radin, is strategizing with partners.
It's at the top end of the pyramid. You're looking account by account. What are my partners? What are their capabilities? What are my customer needs? Making sure you can fill those. And then at the bottom end, it's really looking at the territory level. You know, in Orange County in San Diego, who are my partners? Do I have each of my product sets filled out? Can I sell it? And then when you start introducing solutions like adaptive threat management, it's really a combination of three different products. So you've got to have people who are authorized in all three products to sell it. So it adds a level of complexity the more solution-oriented your product thinking becomes. You also have to be that way on your channel side. You have to get your partners. So I think one of the themes they heard out there was there's value in selling across the line. Having everything. I mean, our message is very strong when you look at it in terms of the integration of all our products. And the partner out there that has, you know, a smaller set of products, although they've got a place in our business, you know, I think a lot of those, you know, have to challenge themselves and ask, am I on the right track? That's a good challenge to offer to them.
As for where Juniper and the channel will be in 5 years, here's what Vitagliano had to say.
I see us clearly evolving to a point where we, in fact, do have a, you know, fully trained, fully capable, fully enabled, high-performance networking channel that's selling a whole suite of products and services and really, really optimizing what we believe is the power of, you know, what we're trying to get across and selling it all on this single Junos platform.
Still, all of the new products and strategizing in the world won't change what partners really need and always want, according to Vitagliano.
The good partners will tell you, give me training, enable me, and get the hell out of my way.
This is Rick Gugger-Worth-Little for SearchITChannel.com.